Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's high noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Patriots Monday, Victory Monday, for the sixth consecutive Monday here on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text line as well. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along live from Gillette today. Beautiful backdrop at Gillette Stadium, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. And yesterday, Keefe, it does feel like in a lot of ways the Pats are back. I've said this a few different times today. You nitpick a win,
yeah,
which I don't think we've done much of this year. Like even the Dolphins win way back in week two, and we didn't know what the team was going to be. We didn't know they'd be sitting here 7-2 knocking on the door to maybe be the top seed in the AFC. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Chad
Kraft.
Graf.
Yep.
At The Athletic has The Athletic's NFL playoff predictor, which is different than the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor.
I wouldn't even use it.
Some say not as accurate.
Correct.
They have the Pats up to 97% chance to make the playoffs. That is the highest of any NFL team, not AFC team.
That's amazing.
Any team in the league, higher than the Bills at 95%, higher than the Eagles at 94%. So even way back when in week two, I feel like we didn't nitpick a win all that much over the Dolphins because it's like, hey, they won. How many of these have there been the last couple of years? Yesterday, I'll take all day long.
Oh, sure.
Especially with the Colts losing and the Chiefs losing and the Broncos struggling. I'll take it all day long. But there are things you want to see them clean up quickly because they do have one of their few difficult, challenging opponents on the schedule this Sunday in Tampa.
Well, not only that, you're starting to think bigger for this team. You know, going into the year, making the playoffs was a huge win. Right, like if they are a successful season, if they make the playoffs. But then when you see how well they're playing and the landscape of the AFC, now you kind of want to get greedy. So them simply just beating the bad teams the rest of the way and losing to the good teams, going 10-7 and losing in the first round, that would feel kind of disappointing now because they have raised the bar on how well they've played.
It's fair to move our expectations on that,
100%.
Right? 100%.
Because you're watching just, what's in front of you.
Oh, if I told you in August
this
team would be a 12-win team and in the playoffs, and even if they lost on wild card weekend, you'd be happy. Well, sure.
Because we're nothing if not consistent. And that's why we feel the same way about the trade deadline. We're talking about that. You feel differently about tomorrow because they're 7-2 and how they've played. And so yesterday was not one for style points.
Nope.
But it was a win. And I think here's the reason why we haven't. I mean, we've called out things, right? Like slow start by the defense, or you know, certain bad plays by, you know, whether they're missing kicks or whatever. But this is pretty simple breakdown when you look at how the season has unfolded. They lose their first game to what turns out to be a terrible team. Like they lost their first game of the season to the Raiders, who have two wins.
Yeah.
So then the next week they go into Miami, which was always a tough place to play, even with Brady and Belichick. So they won in Miami. Then they lose to Pittsburgh and they turn it over a bunch. So at 1-2, we're like, oh, like maybe we were too high on the team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And too high specifically on Drake May.
But, and then, you know, without getting into like specifics of like slow starts and things, they then blow out Carolina. They beat Buffalo Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. Now, maybe you could say I'm putting too much stock in that win, because once you beat Buffalo in Buffalo, I'm like, all right, you've kind of proven to me that you're a good team. And then we always said, well, could they trip up? Could they have a letdown because it's an emotional game? Nope, they go on the road, they beat New Orleans, they go on the road, beat Tennessee. No Patriots team ever has won three straight regular season games that were played on the road.
Right.
So that's another thing that nobody else has done. Then you have a good defense in Cleveland, you beat them, you know, big second half, and that game isn't even close. And then you have a close game. All right, you don't cover the spread, but you win the game. And, you know, you got out to a good start this time around. Atlanta comes clawing back, but you find a way to win. So a six-game winning streak for a team that, you know, we were high on them, but, like, the over-under for them was, like, eight and a half games.
Yep.
So to win six in a row is pretty impressive. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't expect them to win every game by, you know, 20 points. That's not realistic.
You also, going back through those wins, reminded me, and I'd forgotten about this till just now, and again, it's fair to revise expectations and change expectations, but coming out of that Buffalo win, Keith, we looked at the next four, and we said, at New Orleans, at Tennessee, home against Cleveland, home against Atlanta.
3-1.
We'd be happy with 3-1. We'd be ecstatic at sweeping that stretch. I'd be frustrated and disappointed if they went 2-2. But we said, all right, give them one hiccup. Give them one game where they stubbed their toe. And they didn't even do that.
No, and Atlanta's such a hard team to figure out because they beat Buffalo and they lost to Miami. So depending on when you watched Atlanta, you're like, that's a tough test. It's not a good test.
Right.
Somewhere in between. And then it ended up being kind of that. You know, for almost two quarters, they looked like the team that lost to Miami. And then for another quarter and a half, they kind of looked like the team that beat Buffalo. So they're just a strange team. But you won it. There's been no let-up this entire time. And now, like, I can't wait to see Tampa Bay. We had sort of circled Tampa Bay after the Buffalo game, being like, all right, the next game. And that was when Baker Mayfield was in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I mean, he was our pick at the time to be the league's MVP. That's changed a little
bit. Well, he's had two bad games and then a bye week. So he hasn't looked great. He's kind of fallen off. But that's still a good team. Because if you're looking at it right now, they have played against – everybody, you know, clowns their schedule – nine games so far, they have played, what, two teams that are currently in the playoffs, right? Pittsburgh and Buffalo?
Oh, right. Not even Carolina. Carolina's a winning record.
Carolina's
not
in there.
Playoffs, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like, okay, you know, I don't know how many teams have like a million strength of schedule wins where you're like, oh, they're playing in the SEC. And it's like, no, they're bad teams all over the place.
One of them is Pittsburgh, and we don't even like them.
No, right.
Like Pittsburgh,
right.
They beat the Pats, they beat the Colts, and we're like,
good point.
Stink.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Yeah, you can only play the schedule that's in front of you. And I don't ignore the schedule. They have an easy schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're about to hear Vrabel push back on Chris Curtis again. We didn't really get a chance to flesh it out because we were joined by Hunter Henry and Craig Woodson in the first hour.
Oh, the eraser.
If you missed any of that, yes. It's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen to those interviews. But I don't apologize for their schedule, but I also acknowledge schedule has been pretty easy, and they've been fortunate with who they played. That does change this weekend, although I just looked at the line just to double-check it. They're only 2.5-point underdogs at Tampa, which I guess I would have expected that to be more, especially with the Bucs coming off the bye. So that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
But here's that exchange again. We played it for you once. We didn't really get a chance to react. Let's hear from Mike Vrabel again this morning with Greg. He joins the Greg Hill Show every Monday. And, well, he doesn't like the questions about the schedule, or I guess the eye roll at the Patriots' schedule, the smirking at their schedule. So here's that exchange.
The national conversation is that the team's 7-2, but the schedule's been a joke. And how do you balance, obviously, a young team, six straight wins, you're at the top of the division, playing great. How do you balance sort of keeping them in check, but also letting them know that anything is possible the rest of this way?
Be the same every day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you want me to comment on the schedule, or you want me to comment on my message to the team? What are you trying to do? You're working a lot into there. I mean, is that the national perspective, or is that your
– is this
I can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
Every team beats every – you know what I mean? Like, that's just – that's mind-boggling to me in the National Football League, that there be strength of schedule. You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. You guys know in this league that doesn't really mean anything. I love your little smirk over there. You know, like, you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule and my message. My message has been the same every week.
Okay, so Vrabel.
Well, first of all, I love it.
Not appreciate.
No.
It. Well, I look. That's
Vrabel v. Curtis. I'll take Vrabel every time.
That's true.
Yeah, and you can hear over there.
And you can hear Patriots fans everywhere.
Yeah,
like, yes. He's pumping at their radio.
Yes.
When he's slapping around Curtis there, but I don't know. I don't agree with him when he talks about the schedule and how everybody has to play everybody.
But there's a different thing. So if you're a head coach of a football team, you need to treat each week like they all count the same, because they do. So like the Raiders game, the Bills game, like they're all the same. But from us, from the outside, it's more than fair to be like, that team's 1-8.
Yeah,
that team stinks.
If Vrabel wants to slap people around and send a message to his team, that's fine. He should do that. He wants to keep them focused and feeling good about all these wins. And honestly, I think part of the reason he did that to Chris is maybe he's just annoyed at the questions week after week. But also, I think his team is struggling with that yesterday. Listen to Drake May. We're going to play you some of Drake May coming up later on this hour. May specifically, I think, is struggling with feeling good about a win where he didn't play well and the team didn't play as well as they have been going into it. And I think he's a little worried about the team's psyche on that. So I think this is a message to the team. Like, guys, don't apologize for it.
Yeah.
He said the same thing in the locker room to them. But I also think, look, they've been fortunate with the schedule they've had. And so I understand what he's trying to do.
Right.
The schedule we knew was going to be easy when it came out. But part of why they're here is that schedule. I mean, I wouldn't ignore that.
But that's what happens when you finish last place 1 year. You get a last place schedule. The league wants parity. So, you know, 2 years ago, they weren't able to capitalize off of another last place schedule.
Definitely true.
And then even still, the expectation was, I mean, what, 8.5 wins was the over-under? They're already at 7, 9 weeks into the season. So even with the schedule, which everybody knew what it was, they've overachieved from that point. But no, Vrabel, I think, was the New Orleans game might have been the first one where he was like, because it was coming after the Buffalo game.
Yeah, probably.
And New Orleans stinks. Like, New Orleans is whatever they are, 1-8. But he's like, a win in the, like, be excited about a win. Because I don't think the team was very excited after that one. But it was like, you guys should be. So he's been consistent with that, and I agree with him. But like, both things can be true. Vrabel can say, guys, it's the NFL. It's not college football. Like, 1 week you're playing App State, 1 week you're playing Alabama.
Well, and it's not fair to say they've beaten no one. And I do hear a lot of that.
There's also that, right.
Like, they've beaten Buffalo. You know,
you got to beat them twice, though, according to Cam Newton.
Carolina is probably better than we gave them credit for at the time. So it's not that they've beaten nobody, but it has been an easy schedule. And the good news for them is we're going to see it play out. You beat Tampa, you can shut everybody up about your schedule. You beat Buffalo a second time, you could shut up Cam Newton specifically. Yeah. Same thing with Baltimore. So you have opportunities to do it, not a lot of them. And if they lose all these games, they'll be a 12-win team, and a lot of people will be asking questions about their schedule.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't think it's unfair to point out they've had a nice run with it. And even still, Keith, forget the offseason. Go back a month ago. I didn't think they'd sweep these four games. I thought they'd trip up against maybe Atlanta, maybe New Orleans at the Superdome, and they didn't do that. So full credit there. I will quibble with one thing. There is a salary cap in the NFL. Not everybody spends the same way. I would point that out to Mike Vrabel. I don't think that's what he meant.
I agree.
But that's how it came across. Not everybody spends the exact same
way. I would say Detroit's roster might be a little bit different than Tennessee's roster right now, based on the money spent.
Fair. Steph Diggs, by the way, after the game, was asked about Drake May's day and, a couple of the turnovers that he had yesterday. I like this answer from...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Steph Diggs.
Chin up, chest out. You know what I'm saying? That happens. Like, receivers aren't perfect. We're not always open. We're not always doing the right stuff. Damn, it sounds like a little echo. But to be able to go out there and will to a win, I'll take that any day. And I'm riding with Drake May. Like, things aren't going to be a perfect. I tell you all the time, it's hard to play quarterback. I probably couldn't do it. I'd be a scramble guy. But to see him play well and mishaps are going to happen, stuff happens, protect the guy with the ball and continue to have his back. Like, that positive reinforcement, that positive encouragement, I think means a lot for a quarterback. Like, guys let you know, like, we got his back regardless. I don't care how we go.
Got his back.
What a great answer.
Riding with Drake May.
I think he's like, I probably couldn't play quarterback. And if I did, it'd be a scramble guy.
I probably couldn't. Probably couldn't.
His touchdown, by the way.
Oh, the cut was
awesome. Like, that was an awesome play.
That's probably the best cut he's had since the first catch in that Buffalo game.
Yeah, he had a couple plays. The first catch, and then there's another one later in the Buffalo game where he just looked quicker than he had all year. And then, yeah, this was another one where you're like, oh, that's just like a good pickup. And then he turned it into a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, all right, they didn't have guys that could do that the last few years. So that was great. But no, it's also a good answer, you know, and then he's just sort of talking up his quarterback, which that has been consistent for the last two straight months.
By the way, his quarterback, Drake May, will be on WEEI Afternoons. He joins him every Patriots Monday. He's going to be on right after 2 o'clock, scheduled for 2:05
today. All right.
With WEEI Afternoons. Keep it locked here on a Patriots Monday for that. How concerned should we be about Drake May's turnovers? Like, I for instance, would be more concerned about the fumbles, plural. He only lost one yesterday. But the one right before half, a bad one, that pretty much kept Atlanta in the game. First play of the second half, he fumbled again. Just loose with the football, going to the ground, just lost it. No one knocked it out or anything. He had the interception that led to a Falcons field goal in the second half as well. Should we be concerned about that? And how do you square it away with a day where he maybe didn't look as good as he has the last few weeks, where he's played out of his mind, but he still had another game with 200-plus yards, 100-plus quarterback rating, and they won.
I actually I found myself, even after the game, like checking the QB rating. I'm like, did he keep that alive? Because, like, I don't know what the formula is.
It's some convoluted thing. Yeah. Let me double-check their math.
Look how he did, because like, it wasn't a great game, but he still hit that metric, which is impressive. No, I think the fumbles are a little bit more concerning than the interceptions, because that was his fourth interception all season. So if you, like, project the rest of the year, he's on pace for a 32-touchdown, 8-interception season.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Oh, my God.
I'd sign off on that.
Preseason, I was like, 20-10 might be okay. So he only has 4 picks so far, so I'm less worried about that. But just last year, him fumbling was an issue. Didn't lose every single fumble, but, like, the ball was on the ground a lot. And for a guy that I think is really effective when he runs, and we want him to run more, I just think if you're putting the ball on the ground, then That's a concern. That he needs to clean up.
I asked you this earlier. Reese had an item on this last night. He said, how much of a concern is the growing number of hits on quarterback Drake May? He's taken 5-plus sacks in back-to-back games. The only other Patriots quarterbacks who have done that since 2000, Jacoby Brissett last year, where he got the crap kicked out of him in the first 4 or 5 games, and then Drew Bledsoe back in 2000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how concerned should we be about that, A? And B, do you think that's what's leading to the turnovers, or were the hits separate from some of his turnover issues yesterday?
Yeah, I think they might be a little bit different. You know, I just feel like he's taken so many sacks this year. Like, for a guy who's playing as well as he is, and he's been as effective, he's super efficient and all of that, he's only behind Cam Ward, a quarterback getting sacked the most, 34 times. Now, they talked about that a little bit this morning, too, and Mike Vrabel was talking about, you know, whether it's the O-line or the quarterback. He's like, I'm not going to go through each one for you, but you can kind of tell. You know, if you take like an 8-yard loss and, you know, guys are just right back in his face, or is he trying to get a play going, can't get a play going, then rather than throwing it away, he takes like a 1-yard loss. So it goes in the books as a sack.
Right.
But he might have even ran out of bounds. Like, it might not even be a big hit that he took. It just goes as a sack. But that it still goes as a negative play. So I think that he just needs to sort of kind of clean up a little bit. I think it's less the hits that he's fumbling than just maybe a little loose with the ball.
And they were on him quick on the fumble at the end of the half yesterday that led to London's second touchdown, which again kept the Falcons in a 1-score game. You could have been up at least 21-7, could have been 24-7 with the ball to start the second half, and instead they get in the end zone. I guess good news, bad news on the sacks yesterday. Most of it didn't feel like it was coming from the Campbell-Wilson side of the formation. Not to say they had perfect days by any means. that'd be the good news, I guess. Will Campbell, after a rough go last week against Myles Garrett, much better showing. He actually tracked down James Pierce to prevent a touchdown. Falcons ended up scoring anyway.
Yeah, that's a good play, though.
Great individual hustle play, good effort play. I heard Vrabel talking about this after the game where he's like, look, that they scored anyway. I guess it didn't matter.
No, but
he's like, the more you have plays like that, it is going to go our way in the future. So he was applauding the hustle. Onwenu had a rough day yesterday, though. Like,
yeah.
he was the guy who got beat on that sack. He got beat later in the game as well. And that's supposed to be, at least coming into the year, we thought your best, most consistent offensive lineman, and he really hasn't been.
Yeah, no, they've been a huge improvement from a year ago, but I don't know. I think Drake Maye's made those guys look pretty good, right? Like I think the success that they've had, Drake Maye's been a big factor, which was always the case when you have good quarterback play anyway. Like, there'd be years where
the back-to-back five-sack games, you notice Brady's not on there.
Not on there at all.
He's getting the football.
And he certainly had some bad O-lines, but, like, he just wasn't going to let that happen. And so I think for the most part, Drake Maye's good. That does seem to be, like, one last thing in his game, right? It's just sort of, like, knowing when to either get rid of the ball or something just to not take as many negative plays.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on a Patriots Monday live from Gillette Stadium here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to Pop Douglas and the Patriots wide receiver room coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Mike Vrabel, and we started talking about this in the first hour. We'll circle back to it. Caught on the CBS broadcast meeting with Drake Maye after that interception. He's pushing the right buttons. We'll expand on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.